This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a lot about the transition from high school to college that's nice, kind of a positive rite of passage. And then there's the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. Positive it is not. The form is long and the questions about a family's finances are extremely detailed. The government has been giving the FAFSA a makeover to make it shorter and simpler, but that makeover is not yet done, which is relevant because the form for any given coming school year is usually available by October the year prior. The Department of Education announced this week this year's form is going to be ready by December the 31st, which is not October, and it also gives students less time to gather and provide all those financial details and colleges less time to process it. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
The old version of the FAFSA had 108 questions on it.
Sometimes they were quite obscure.
James Quall is a United States Undersecretary of Education.
Like, did you earn any money as a untaxed member of the clergy?
Quall says the new FAFSA will have way fewer questions on it. Looks like the clergy one isn't going to make the cut. The new form will also make it easier to import income information from the IRS. Quall says this is the biggest redesign of the form since it was created during the Reagan administration, which is why it's taking so long.
For us, it's meant redoing almost every computer system that we have, some of which were 50 years old.
Colleges use the information on the FAFSA to decide how much financial aid to offer applicants. At Assumption University, a private liberal arts school in Worcester, Massachusetts, those aid offers usually start going out right around now. But Bill Boffey, vice president for enrollment, says the delay at the federal level is backing the whole process up.
There's going to be a bottleneck of information to process and awards to get out.
Assumption's asking students to submit some financial information when they apply, so the school can put together aid offers even without the FAFSA. Boffey says that way, students will know roughly how much they'll be paying if they go to the school, and that it likely won't be the sticker price.
We want students to know it's not going to be $67,000 for you to come to Assumption. It's going to be something much less than that.
The compressed schedule also means students will have less time this year to compare the price tags of different schools. Kim Cook leads the nonprofit National College Attainment Network. She says families and college counselors will feel crunched.
A student comes in with three aid offers, and how do we help them understand that offer? How do we help them decide which college is right for them academically, financially, socially?
Cook says she believes this year's delay will make next year easier because the FAFSA won't be so daunting and more people will be willing to fill it out. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.